just standing in a foyer at a side entrance to Gare de l'Est in Paris, waiting for Mark to join me. You have to walk down 101 steps, maybe not quite 101, but quite a few, from the road that runs alongside the railway line that we walked down from Gare du Nord to get down to this level. And he very generously suggested that I went ahead and stood somewhere a bit drier. So I've taken him up on that. Quite difficult steps, so don't envy him trying to get down those. They're stone and curvy. Not fun when you've got luggage. My phone doesn't seem to have realised yet that we're in France. Hello! They weren't the most fun steps on earth, were they?
They were fine, but the...
Should we go in? Let's go in
for a bit. My feet were wet waiting. I kind of numb with my hands.
You got frozen hands. I think this has, or I say always, I've only been here once before, but I think it has the feel of a somewhat narrower Waterloo station. You know, it's got that long curve to it, but it's much narrower and a fair bit quieter.
Yeah.
And not really very pleasant, but...
It's
got a nice arch.
Very nice arch.
Yeah, indeed, and it just has this real run-down feel to it, really, hasn't it? Since we're wandering through, do you want to just try and spot where the departure boards are so we can at least know where we've got to go to when we come back in?
Okay. When you say departure boards?
Yes, departure boards. You know, the boards that show departures.
They're right where you're standing.
Oh, up here somewhere. Right. Can you read them, is the question?
Yes.
Right, okay.
They're all in French.
Good.
Interesting, but I think I
don't... So can you, I mean, they... do they put train numbers on there?
Yes.
So like TGV, then a number?
Yeah, so you would have TGV or ICE or...
Fine, so we should be able to at least look up the number, and then can you work out which is the platform number against them?
Yeah, they have platform numbers on the other side, that's fine. And they have destinations, so really...
And this is definitely departure, not arrival?
They have both.
Okay, how do you know which one's which?
Because they have like a TV suite, and some are departures and some are arrivals.
Well, they actually say that... Oh, right, it's not in French in that bit, that's what I meant.
It is, but one is a rebate and one is a bird.
Sorry, yes, all right. I bow to your French knowledge.
Francais de mer, but not that loud. Okay, I probably shouldn't have said that loud. Never mind.
You're being rude on audio,
boo. I was saying my French, but what I actually said was French.
You'll be thrown out the country before you get in. Well, you are in, I suppose. It's true. Yes, but we're not.
No, but...
So theoretically... No, I don't think Schengen comes into it, but no, the European free travel, yeah. I don't know which is the main entrance. There's an entrance over there.
Pardon?
There should be an entrance, I think, onto like a square or something, or sort of a main forecourt. Do you think it's that way, or do you think it's still on further?
There's sort of both ways, so you can go on further, and then...
Does the entrance look grand and imposing, or does it look like it's a side entrance?
If you want grand and imposing, then... Yeah,
well, all I'm thinking is the main entrance might lead us to somewhere useful.
Right is probably best.
Right is best, okay. Right, here we go. Oh, I forgot about their wonderful tactile path here. They have, for the recording, they have basically tactile lines, three parallel, a space, and then three parallel again. And you can follow it to find places. They have this in Switzerland as well. And it's a brilliant innovation.
Yeah.
Could really do with something like this in the UK.
You would have thought that would have been brought up by now, wouldn't you? Given that you get it in Europe.
Quite possibly.
I get on to RLMD if
I'm
going.
I'm going to follow the path. And the nice thing is, you can run your cane between it as well. I don't know what the bits are in the middle. Now and again, there's sort of bumpy bits in the middle of the path, but does it say anything on the, in the middle of it?
Yeah, they have a like a sign saying.
All right. Oh right, get out of my way. Actually, this is brilliant. Ooh. I think I found a junction. Sorry? It's quite un-French, isn't it?
That's the, one of the people, Gendarmerie, is technically the military.
Yeah, I think so.
So it might just be the Gendarmerie, and
They're just copying us, aren't they? With our... It's quite a grand hallway, this, isn't it?
Yeah.
Here comes the door. Let's see. There we go, that's French. And we are outside in a pail of smoke. I hadn't noticed the absence of cigarette smoke until I walked out the door there.
Yeah. Then,
oh yes, that's what was missing from inside the building.
I remember that.
As I say, I read that there's somewhere next door or near to the Holiday Inn, so I don't know if you can see the Holiday Inn.
Yes.
Right.
The
well, I don't know that, because right. I can look it up. Do you want me to look it up?
Well, I mean... There's a lot of cafes.
So it might be useful. Oh wait, bear with me for a moment. Let's
There's Balmoral Streets over there, if you fancy mussels and chips.
Yes, I think that sounds like somewhere that's been built for the tourists.
I'm sure it has.
Next to a station, I suppose they all are, aren't they?
It is a 24-hour
Right, let's just pause a sec. Can't actually. The problem with new canes is they're impossible to pull apart.
See, Holiday Inns in Paris look nice.
Sorry, say that again?
Holiday Inns in Paris look much nicer.
Do they?
Well, with the kind of regulations about, everything must have a balcony, everything must look the same. So it's not just like a Peruvian hotel, I'm sure it's.
As Holiday Inn-ish inside as anywhere else, yeah. Right, we shall stop the recording for the moment so I can look up where it is that we actually want to go. Well, after a bit of searching, we found a restaurant. The first place we tried, the Strasbourg something. Strasbourgeois.
Yeah.
Apparently full. And then we didn't fancy... What was the other one called? Indiana. A bit American.
American drama.
So we thought we could do without that. So we're now in Café de l'Est. So, the service is nothing short of ruthless in its efficiency. Very, very quick, very friendly.
Very, very
good. We've completely given up on trying to speak a word of French and have gone for the English menu, ordering in English.
It is a German holiday.
It is a German holiday, absolutely. We can't be expected to speak French. We have a half bottle of Pinot Noir here. Does it say from where it originates?
Alsace.
Alsace.
Linda Alsace.
You're right. Wine of Alsace, excellent. Cool, my French is amazing.
Yeah.
It's not bad. It's
Eugene Klippel.
Sorry?
Eugene Klippel.
Really?
Is the winemaker.
Right, okay. I don't know it, so you...
And he seems to have... He seems to be the children, you know, the child and grandchild of winemakers.
I expect everybody is, though, aren't they?
According to this.
I imagine price is partly determined by how long winemaking's been in your family.
Well, yes, and that's only two generations.
Absolutely, yeah, it's not long enough. So we've got that. Wine's a little bit cold, but hopefully it'll warm up. I'm having lamb. Mr. Rogers is having chicken. Both were coming with garlicky, potato-y things. I think you're onto the gratin, isn't it?
I think yours is the gratin. Well,
it's mine gratin.
Something else.
Say, gratinated potato.
Yeah.
And then once we've eaten, we will wander back across the road and go and catch a TGV to Munich.
No. Even though the water.
Nope. I'm most impressed in your understanding, though.
Yeah, two bottles of water.
Say yes if the other table's paying.
Well, quite.
Right, well, we're now back in Gare de l'Est. I'm following the rather nice tactile thing. Oh, are you looking at the wrong?
No, I'm looking at the thing. But
the right train.
The concourse is.
Oh, right. Okay.
I don't know where the blue concourse is.
Well, they probably join into each other. I would have thought. Possibly. This is why we allow plenty of time to find the train. 20. Sorry, say that again.
It looks like a blue fire, which
yes.
Seems to suggest it's half from 23 to 30, but I don't know why then they have.
Sorry, I don't understand. 23 to 30, what's the 5 then?
I don't know. If I knew that, that would be.
Oh, right, but. So you're saying it says platform 5?
It said platform 5, but it was blue, not yellow, so I don't know.
And where are you seeing blue and yellow things?
Because there's blue platforms and yellow.
Right, okay. So presumably it's 5 on the blue then?
But what? Blue is 23 to 30, which is more confusing. I suggest we go to 5, if it's not on 5.
See, this is why we allow plenty of time, isn't it? Yeah. Hang on, let me just get my picture of my tactiles. There we go. Important things.
Indeed.
We might miss the train, but I'll get a picture of tactiles. No, I'm joking. I'm joking, Mark, I'm joking. Stop it. Sorry.
And we do go to Strasbourg.
Do we?
Yes. 5, let's see where that's going. 15:25 to Munich,
huh? That sounds like it then, doesn't it?
It does.
God knows what the Emerald Bloom is.
Huh, okay.
So are we not on the Blue Concourse then?
No, I don't understand. Moving on. Your left.
My left, okay. I presume that since it's a restricted ticket that we don't need to date stamp it.
Yes, that would make sense. I'm not sure how you would date stamp it anyway. Unless you cut off exactly the right kind of, because they have a very clear thing you can
look at. Right, so you'd need to be exactly the right size.
So yeah, it has to be exactly the right size.
Just pause there a sec, let's get a picture of the train.
Right.
Have what on it?
DB on it.
DB? Because that's probably going to Frankfurt. Or somewhere else in Germany.
Indeed. This has...
SNCF.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're definitely going on a TGV one, not on an ICE.
Fine.
Very large. Is it a duplex set?
Yes.
Ah, good, good. So we... Well, let's hope we're upstairs. Although it probably won't make much difference because it's going to be dark in half an hour.
Coaches, weren't they?
Oh, sorry, ticket.
Supposed to be which coach?
18.
18 sounds okay, no problem.
Is that okay? Brilliant, thank you. It was 18, wasn't it? Yeah. Dum, dum, dum.
What? 11.
11, okay. Is it going to be one of these standard European ones where it goes in completely random order? Oh, good. There is hope yet. I must say, I'm impressed with their platforms here. They have a good set of tactiles. I'm bouncing the cane off them. Oh, pardon.
Pardon.
Pardon, excusez-moi. Excusez-moi, merci. We are going to be at the other end of the train, I think. Very well, we keep on going. Mark's still there, no, I've left him miles behind. Ooh. Quite exciting, this.
Fifteen,
all right, good, good. Yeah, well, the front. Hopefully get a picture of Mark coming along here. Can't actually see him, but... Hopefully got it.
Almost there.
when I came on the from Hamburg, they put us on a platform miles over the other side. It was as far as you can possibly go. You what?
I'm reading up.
Oh, you're reading the places. All right. Fine. So was it 83 and 84, something like that?
I think so, yeah. We're up there.
Are we? Oh, good, good. I haven't really got space to stand
here. We'll double check
when we get there. Well, do you want me to pull it out? Well, it was definitely in the 80 range, so unless 86. Yeah. Nice and warm on there.
It is.
Sorry, got my hand
sorry,
stuck in the door.
Next one along, sorry. Next coach along.
That way?
Yeah.
Okay. You mean I got my hand stuck in the door for nothing?
Well, it was quite funny.
It wasn't funny, it hurt.
Well, it wasn't funny for you.
I might just stick my... Is this a luggage rack?
Yeah.
Hold that a sec, please.
Yeah.
I mean, if there happens to be space near the thing, I'll move it, but for now I'll put it here.
That's not overly bad idea, I'm sorry,
Should you put yours in as well?
Yeah.
Just put it on top of mine?
You get the cane.
Yep. Just stick it in on top of my one and then we know where they are.
Sorry. Thank you. Side by side.
But okay, fine, no problem.
Right, this is 60.
Okay.
Right, 87.
Shall I get the ticket?
Yeah.
Okay. Remember, it was on the letter part of it.
On the letter part of it.
And room.
83 and 84.
And you are looking at the Paris to München bit.
I am looking at the...
Just checking, just before we have...
Excuse me, you have no place reservation today.
Oh, have they cancelled our reservations?
Two, three place, and then it's okay.
Oh, right. Oh, okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Are there any twos together, or are we...
Let me see. Well, there's some further back.
Okay, we'll go up there then. Oh, sorry.
So what are these?
Hey, we've gone here.
Yeah. Well, we can go further back.
Well, a table would be good. If there are any other tables, then...
No, that's fine.
Yeah?
Yep.
Here, fine. Pardon.
102,
101. Apparently there's no reservations anymore because... today. Well, that's what we were told.
Okay.
Okay. Ils ne vont pas venir.
That's not going to happen. Nope.
Sorry.
Sorry.
If I move mine over to my side.
Sorry?
If I move my bag over to my side.
Yeah, it's fine. Don't worry, I'll be fine once I sort myself out. Just stick that in there.
Dominique, vous en avez combien ?
Do you want to put a coat up or anything? Are you okay? Okay. It's not cold, is it? Right. I hope you can see the bags from here. With your glasses on, perhaps.
Well, it's out of the carriage, so no, but... I'm sure they won't go missing.
Don't say things like that. Do they have plugs on these trains?
I can't see it.
Yeah, right. It's alright, they probably don't. I just wanted to check. Know whether I'm conserving power or not.
Air conditioning and lighting. Or certainly lighting.
Good.
Kart Ulm Augsburg. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome aboard this TGV to Munich via Strasbourg, Karlsruhe, Stuttgart, Ulm, Augsburg.
It's not bad, is it? Six stops in 6 hours.
It's not that much different from, say, the long distance from the UK, but it's just not the long distance.
Yes.
Yeah, there's still the same time period between stops. It's just a little much shorter distance.
Yeah, although I think it's fairly rare in the UK to have more than an hour between stops.
Yeah, but...
You know, you get it a few times, like London Preston or London York.
Well, going up to Sheffield, you do get...
You don't get any non-stops over long... The longest one you get on that is London Leicester, I think, isn't it? For non-stop.
London Leicester, probably, yes. The shortest one is Chesterfield, which is about 25 minutes.
Mm.
Great, because at Chesterfield I'd stop being like, I'm almost home, you can order pizza now. Or, you know, if you're going out to Aunt Sally's and, you know, get the table warm.
Obligatorischen Adressenanhänger. Wir danken für Ihre Aufmerksamkeit. In der Mitte des Zuges finden Sie unsere Bar. Für Fahrgäste der ersten Klasse im internationalen Verkehr ist eine leichte Mahlzeit an Ihrem Platz bereits im Fahrpreis inbegriffen. Wir bitten Sie, ausdrücklich gegenüber Mitreisenden nur in den Einstiegsbereichen zu telefonieren. Wir wünschen Ihnen eine angenehme Reise. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of SNCF and Deutsche Bahn, members of the Rail Team Alliance, welcome on board this TGV to Munich via Strasbourg, Karlsruhe, Stuttgart, Ulm, Augsburg. I'm currently the train manager. If you have any questions, my team and I will be glad to assist you. For your security, please keep your luggage under surveillance and report any suspicious items to the staff. May I also remind you to label your luggage with your name and address. Thank you for your cooperation. You will find the barcode in the middle of a train. For international first-class passengers, a meal is offered at your seat. Please use your mobile phone with consideration to your fellow passengers and take your calls from the vestibules. We wish you a pleasant journey.
We're all still on the train, funnily enough. And have just left Strasbourg at pretty well dead on 6 o'clock. So now heading towards Karlsruhe. And I've been through Karlsruhe before, actually. I went through it last year on the sleeper train. I know that because when I woke up, we were there, and I thought we would have been in France by then. Running late. SNCF de la Deutsche Bahn, membre de l'Alliance Rail Team. Je souhaite la bienvenue aux voyageurs qui nous sont rejoints à bord du TGV. Still speaking French as their first language. Via Karlsruhe, Stuttgart, Ulm, Augsburg. Je suis que le chef. There we go. I don't need to announce the stations in here. Vous êtes à votre disposition durant votre voyage. Pour votre sécurité, je vous invite à ne pas laisser vos bagages à surveillance et à signaler au personnel de bord. You've heard all this before. I won't bore you with it. Je vous rappelle également que l'étiquetage de bagages est obligatoire. Merci de votre vigilance.
Oh, I can't find the ticket.
I mean, they can't throw us off to Strasbourg.
Well, we'd at least get as far as Germany. We'd have a nice weekend in Karlsruhe.
I don't know much about Karlsruhe, but obviously they're a railway hub and they have a football team of my own. Slightly him.
Here comes the happy buffet person.
Mesdames et messieurs, notre train a un retard de 15 minutes.
We're crossing the river, I think. Sounds like a bridge.
Yeah. I wonder if that's the Rhine.
It's the Rhine.
Nous vous prions de bien nous excuser pour le retard. Right, but the other way around.
Meine Damen und Herren, unser Zug hat zurzeit eine Verspätung von 15 Minuten. Wir werden voraussichtlich in Karlsruhe um 18.40 Uhr ankommen. Über Ihre Anschlusszüge werden wir Sie rechtzeitig informieren und bitten Sie um etwas Geduld. Wir bitten Sie, die Verspätung zu entschuldigen. Ladies and gentlemen, our train has a delay of 15 minutes. We will arrive at Karlsruhe approximately 6:40. About your connecting trains, we will inform you ahead of time. We apologize for the delay.
We weren't changing onto the faster train that should go up because we miss it. International travel, who'd have it?
Well, when you only got one train, you need, right? Yeah.
Good talk. Thank you. Or rather bitter. But more natural to say thank you. However, I shall just have to rewire my brain for a few days. Sounds like everyone's got these funny paper tickets, doesn't it?
Yes, most likely.
Must create a lot of work for the conductor to have to interpret each one, since they don't seem to really make it very clear what they're about.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you knew them, I think.
I suppose so. Yeah. Is that another river? Sounds like another bridge.
I think so, because it must be. There was a dim reflection. I couldn't see the
river
this time, but a dim reflection of the light, so I'm assuming it was in the water.
Let's see the light. And there's one way to find out if we're in Germany. Check what network we're on. Mine says searching.
Mine. today.
Yeah, so the border must be the river then. Mm. Or the river must be the border. Where? Mine still hasn't found anything. It's funny, as if by magic, everybody on the train is speaking German.
Yeah.
Well, by everyone on the train.
Yeah, to be fair though.
I mean, the people behind us and the people across the aisle.
He was pretty much speaking German as well.
That's not the point. Did you, I don't suppose when we actually walked through the carriages you spotted one, did you?
I did. When we came up, it was...
Was it up here or was it down there?
No, when we came up, it was on the top level.
So when we set off in the wrong direction, it was along there, was it? Am I walking past the steps or was it before the steps?
I think it was before the steps on our side, but I'm not sure.
Okay, fine.
Very good. Wrong.
Thank you, Mark.
Oh.
Automatic doors or manual doors? No, no, don't worry.
They were manual.
Good. Good. That's what we like to know.
Oh,
dear me. Oh. Difficult standing up.
Yeah.
Right. You better wave at me when I come back, because I'll never find you. Wo ist der Toilettenbitten? Hier.
Aber leider besetzt gerade.
Danke. Okay. Der Handel.
Ist aber gerade besetzt.
Okay, danke. Entschuldigung. Sorry. A bisschen. English is better, yeah.
Downstairs is also a toilet, which is vacant.
That one's vacant. Oh, brilliant. Thank you.
Yeah,
we'll do. Thank you.
There's some luggage on the right side.
Okay, thank you.
Toilet is on your left.
On the left. Brilliant. Thank you. There. Brilliant. There's a dryer. Quite a neat little toilet, this. Right, so shall I go and see if I can find our seat again? I think it was the only table, actually, so hopefully I should be able to find it. Okay. Actually, can be. Right, here we go.
Will you find your way back?
I will, thank you. Thank you very much for your help. Thank you. Luggage rack. I might pull out. I think I have some food in here. If I can find it. Be pleased to know our bags are still there. So we have crisps and sweets.
Yeah, somebody took the lead
off. Yeah, thank you. It's generous of you. Glad you looked after it so well. Somebody needs to tell her that we're in Germany now.
Yes. Here in the air, I don't have much Germany. What's my thing about my in Germany might be
difficult. What would imagine so? Right, I think this is the end of this recording. Don't worry, I didn't do the whole bit whilst I was down there. I could pause it at the appropriate moment.
Don't worry, I was... Oh, well, we'll see. Sorry, I thought you meant you left your phone here and didn't record me, but yeah, I know. Here are train toilets.
Well, you know, it's all interesting stuff.